You're listening to Edars.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروشي بل Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, continuing from our last session of Dars-e Hadith, the second reconstruction to Masjid-e Aqsa was again undertaken by a Nabi of Allah. The first construction from its foundation was with the hands of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam. And thereafter, some historians have mentioned that Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam also had an opportunity for a renovation. But then Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam was given this honor for a major reconstruction work to Masjid-e Aqsa. And in order to appreciate this honor given to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, it is important that we have some background information of who this great Nabi was. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam was not only a Nabi but also a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course Allah gave him this honor to initiate the second construction, the second reconstruction to Masjid-e Aqsa. With this honor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given many great miracles to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. In Surah Saba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Dawood alayhi salam and his son Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of some of the great favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. And so perhaps in this sequence, if we look into the verses of the Quran, and in the latter verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks with regards to the final construction to Masjid-e Aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا, which means that surely we have bestowed great favor, great honor upon Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. Fadl in the Arabic language means grace or great honor or a favor that comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone who is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was a Nabi and also a Rasul. It is said about Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam that from amongst the miracles given to Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, the one miracle given to him is that he was a great qari. A great qari. And a qari is that person who recites the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most beautiful manner. And so Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was such a great qari, it is said that even the birds would stop flying when he would do the zikr of Allah. Imagine that. He would read the Quran, read the Zabur, the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in doing so, the birds would want to converge around him, just to listen to him. And this is mentioned in many of the ahadith, in all of the tafaseer, that this was the great gift given to him, that he was gifted with a beautiful voice. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks of this. Allah says that when Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would be doing the zikr of Allah with him in a very synchronized manner, the mountains and the birds would also join in. Ajeeb. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya jibalu awwibi ma'ahu wa tayr. O mountains, pronounce the purity of Allah repeatedly with Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam and also the birds. And so this command was given to the mountains and also to the birds. The word here, awwibi, in the Arabic language means to repeat. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an order to the mountains that they must do the ta'rif. They must praise the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pronounce the purity of Allah with Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Now just a few masail that we need to understand. This tasbih, the praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the mountains and the birds, was in addition to the universal tasbih that Allah has given to His entire makhluk, to His entire creation. We need to understand that. So there is a tasbih that is prescribed to everything in the creation of Allah. And so the sun does the tasbih, the moon does the tasbih, the stars do the tasbih, the planets do the tasbih, the trees do the tasbih, the animals do the tasbih, the fishes in the ocean do the tasbih. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And there is nothing, there is not a single thing in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that does not extol the purity and the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you do not understand their extolling, their manner of praising. So everything does the zikr of Allah. The trees, the sun, the moon. But the ulama have mentioned that this zikr, in a very synchronized manner, that they would follow Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, this was in addition to the universal tasbih that is given to the entire makhluk, to the entire creation. And so this was the mu'jiza of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. You will find a lot of people today that who actually object to the method that is applied by the Sufiyane Izam. Some of the Sufi scholars you'll find that they would sit in a group and they would do the zikr of Allah. And that zikr would be zikr-e-jahri, or in the form of zikr-e-sirri, a meditation, muraqaba. Or some people would do the zikr of Allah, which would be la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, or illallah, or any tasbih. From this ayat-e-kareema we learn that this procedure, this action that is taken by the people, where they do zikr, where maybe the sheikh would be doing the zikr, and then thereafter, all of the students would also do the zikr of Allah. There is nothing wrong with this. Nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with this. We see in Surah Saba that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands to the mountains and to the birds to engage in the same procedure, in a synchronized manner, to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the sheikh, with the nabi, with the rasul, the prophet that is there, who is Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And so there is nothing reprehensible for a man who is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And out of love, if somebody is saying, La ilaha illallah, who are we to judge him? Who are we to say that this is wrong? How is it possible for a man who is taking the name of Allah and to issue a fatwa that this is wrong or this is against the sunnah, subhanallah. And so we need to understand the ahadith and also the verses of the Quran. Here we see clearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his order to the mountains and also to the birds. A second mas'ala we need to understand that at times, of course, we understand that sound reverberates. Sound reverberates. So for an example, if you're sitting under this beautiful dome and if the building's empty and if you say something, your voice will echo. Your voice will echo. And so if you say Alhamdulillah, your voice will also echo. Now we need to understand that the mountains doing the zikr of Allah was not a form of reverberation or an echo sound. This was a mu'jiza of Dawood alayhi salam. Clearly the birds and the mountains were doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so, it is mentioned that the beneficiaries were the people that were around Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, because they could actually hear the zikr undertaken by the jibal, the mountains. They could actually hear the same zikr, the same words, subhanallah, by this makhluk, what we know as the birds. And so this is also mentioned in the tafasir. And so we need to understand this. This was the great mu'jiza of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam, that he was a great qari of Zabur. The miracle of a beautiful voice was given to him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. And we made for Adam alayhi salatu was salam iron very soft. Alanna means we made it for him soft. And anything that was of a hard structure, metal, iron, steel, or anything of the sort, was like wax in the hands of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. He could bend it, he could mold it, he didn't need tools, subhanallah. There was no need for a hammer or fire there to mold it or to bend anything. It is said that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, if he would just touch steel or iron or anything that was hard, it was easy for him to completely bend it. This was the mu'jiza given to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, a great Nabi of Allah. A great Nabi of Allah. And we're going to go back to this also honor given to him for Masjid Aqsa and his relationship with Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. But first, just to understand, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had one habit. His habit was to disguise himself. His habit was to disguise himself and then walk out to the public in the marketplace so that they don't identify him as who this man is. Exactly what Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an would do also. And it is said from the fuqaha, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi was also sometimes of this habit, that he would disguise himself just to do his own islah, your own sort of reformation. And so he would go in the marketplace, Dawood alayhi salam, a Nabi, and of course a great king. And he would ask the people, the common man, tell me, you know, what is your opinion of the ruler, the king that you know of? And so he would ask a few people, and subhanallah, every one of them would say, Dawood is a just ruler. Dawood is a great ruler and a great king, a just ruler. So everyone was basically full of praise for Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. No one was there speaking negatively with regards to the character and his leadership. And so Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would return back home. mashallah, happy and content that everyone is happy with me. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test him. And this is also mentioned in Ibn Asakir and also in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent an angel in the form of a human being. Allah sent an angel in the form of a human being. And so Dawud alayhi salatu was salam was again doing his gasht. Doing his gasht, well disguised. Nobody could sort of recognize him. And he started meeting everyone. And intentionally, of course, this angel who was in the form of a human being also stood in front of Dawud alayhi salam. And so Dawud alayhi salam looked at him and didn't recognize him. And thought that let me ask him. So he went to this man who was an angel. But Dawud alayhi salatu was salam had no knowledge of the fact that he was an angel. And so again another mas'ala that we learn is that the knowledge of the unseen, the knowledge of the unseen, which is ilmul ghaib, which is ilmul ghaib, in its entirety is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, if the knowledge of the unseen, a portion of it, if it is given to a Nabi, that is knowledge that is given by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no dispute. But of course, knowledge of the unseen in its entirety, because Allamul Ghuyub is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then, of course, knowledge of the unseen, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had predicted many things. He gave glad tidings of the future events. And so this was knowledge that was given to him and that is accepted. But generally, when we look at the halat, all the incidents occurred with Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, we see that only if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to open to them or reveal to them, that is the time they had information. Otherwise, this matter was never disclosed. And so, this man stood in front of him. Of course, he is an angel. And so Dawud alayhi salatu was salam said to him, tell me, what is your opinion of the ruler of the time, Dawud? And so this man said, excellent man, a just ruler, a great man. But there's only one thing that is wrong with him. This one thing can be a bother. But there's only one thing that is wrong, that there is something wrong with him. That one thing only. And if that one thing was not with him, he would be the most perfect. Then you can't fault this man. But there is only one thing that is not right in him. Now, Dawud alayhi salatu was salam was anxious. For the first time somebody here is speaking negatively of the ruler. So he said, now tell me quickly, what is that one thing that is wrong with Dawud alayhi salam? So he said, there is one issue with Dawud alayhi salatu was salam, that he takes his salary from the public treasury. What does he do? That he takes his expense for himself and for his family from the public treasury, which is Baytul Mal. It would be better if he would abstain from this. If he can do that, then he is the most perfect man. Now just to clarify before fatwas are given, if Imam is given a salary, it's haram. This is absolutely fine. What is it? This is, according to the masla, is absolutely fine. In fact, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and took wage from the Baytul Mal. Hazrat Umar took that. Fuqaha have given permission of that. But here, Allah just wanted to test Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam. And this was, of course, a one-off incident that we see with a Nabi, Dawud alayhi salatu was salam. And so Dawud alayhi salatu was salam did not argue with him, did not say anything to him. And he said, Jazakallah for telling me this. And he went back and he started crying and he lifted up his hands. And he said, Ya Allah, make me independent. What did Allah say? Make me independent. And teach me something that is of my personal skill and that would allow me to be self-employed. That would allow me to be self-employed and I would be completely independent from taking a salary from the public treasury. And it is said that at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a skill which was unique at that time. And in fact, for all times, it was unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah had tutioned him, Allah had taught him the skill of making a coat of armor. Allah taught him the skill of designing a coat of armor. And the coat of armor that was handmade by Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam was the most sophisticated of the time. Nothing was more superior than this when it was put up for sale by Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam. And Dawood alayhi salatu was salam thereafter would make his living by selling something which he had designed with himself, with his own hands. And this skill was taught to him by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why the fuqaha and the ulama have mentioned that if a person can do something, make something or manufacture something that is of great benefit to all of humanity, then this is a great ni'mah. In fact, it is such a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself had taught his great Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu was salam the skill of making the coat of armor. And so we need to understand this. And so sometimes if you're not a professional man, but you can do something and you have a skill in doing that, that in itself is a ni'mah. Koi aadmi plumber ho, someone's a plumber, an electrician or a handyman, or he could do something. Subhanallah. We see that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu was salam was given the knowledge of making boats. Of making boats. And this knowledge was directly given to him also, as the Mufassirin have mentioned, by who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Dawood alayhi salatu was salam was such a great Nabi that despite the fact that he had all these powers and miracles, it is said that he would earn his own livelihood. He would earn his own livelihood. And he was a judge, he was a king, he was a Nabi, and he was a Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajib. And upon him, Zabur was also revealed. Now going back to the story of Dawood alayhi salatu was salam and Masjid Aqsa, we need to understand that there is this relationship, this correlation between Adam alayhi salatu was salam and Dawood alayhi salatu was salam. And this is also mentioned in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This relationship between the two. And brothers, remember that the first man is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. In the hadith it is mentioned that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in front of him all the arwah, all the souls, all the arwah. And the souls that were to be given Jannah and were of Iman, it is said that they had a light that was flashing on them. A light that was flashing on them, like a noor. And so you had other arwah souls that were completely dark without Iman. And the ruh, the souls that had Iman, had a light that was flashing all the time. And so, in fact, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam actually inquired and he said, Ya Allah, what is this that upon some faces we see noor and some faces we see nothing? And this is all arwah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him that these are the souls that will enter Jannah. And these are the souls that will enter Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah give us iman, and that we depart from this dunya in the state of iman. And so Adam alayhi salatu was salam was looking at all the arwah, and from all the arwah he looked at one ruh, and he said, Ya Allah, whose ruh does this belong to? And for Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Adam alayhi salatu was salam could see a lot of noor, a lot of light flashing from this one particular ruh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salatu was salam, this is from amongst your progeny, a man whose name is Dawood. A man whose name is Dawood. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam said to Bari Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, who is this man? And how old will he be? What is his age? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, in one narration it is mentioned, Allah said to him, this is Dawood, who will be a Nabi, and his age is 60 years. And his age is 60 years. Now, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam thought that of course, he is given an age of 1,000 years. He is given an age of 1,000 years. So Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam was to come much later, and compare 1,000 years to 60 years. So he said, Ya Allah, only 60 years. And Allah says, only 60 years. And what a great father he was. He said, Ya Allah, I want to give 40 years of my life to him. I want to give 40 years of my life to him. Allahu Akbar. Who would do that? I'll tell you who would do that. A mother. A mother would do that. We've all heard of this. When meri zindagi usko lag jaye, it's better Allah can take me but not my son. Mother would do that. Ajeeb. That bonding that a mother has with a child is unique, phenomenal. Nobody has that. But here we see Adam alayhi salatu was salam saying, I want to give 40 years of my life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, are you sure? By giving a life when you go to dunya is different. So 40 years given. Big heart. Subhanallah. Adam alayhi salatu was salam came in his dunya and continuing with his life. Remember we said that, where did he land up? Where did he land? In India. Right? Where? In India. India. Let's not talk about Sri Lanka at the moment. But in India. That's what the books say. Allahu A'lam. We're going far back to Adam alayhi salam, so we can't be sure. And he was 960 years of age. He was 960 years of age. And who comes along? Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut comes to Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam is saying, Gee, what is it that you want? Because it's time to go now. 960 years are given, it's time to go. Adam alayhi salatu was salam challenged him. And he said, you're making a mistake. You are making a mistake. Allah told me in Jannah that Allah has given me 1,000 years. Allah has given me 1,000 years. Adam alayhi salatu was salam forgot. As a human being, of course, when he came to this dunya, Subhanallah, all the physical functions that are now in motion, he forgot. And so Malakul Maut had to remind him. And he said to Adam alayhi salam, in my job, I never make a mistake. In my job, I never make a mistake. It is precise to the second. You cannot take a single breath in. And he said, do you recall that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the souls and the arwah in front of you, you gave 40 years to your son, Dawood alayhi salatu was salam, and Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam acknowledged, and he said, now I remember. And so the ulama have mentioned here that Adam alayhi salatu was salam had forgotten this, and because of his forgetfulness, his children also have a tendency to forget. Because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, as a human being, he forgot. His children also have a tendency to forget. And at 960 years, the ruh of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was taken, and an extension of 40 years was given to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. But perhaps we see the relationship between the two, father and son. Between the two, father and son. That Allah gave both of them the honor. That the father was the first man to put down the foundation of the second building, the first Qibla of this Ummah, Masjid-e-Aqsa. And from amongst all of the prophets that came, Allah could have given this honor to anyone. But Adam alayhi salam had particularly had selected his son, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And in that honor also, perhaps Allah gave Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam this honor, that he had committed himself to the second reconstruction of Masjid-e-Aqsa. And so this project was actually initiated by Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam in his lifetime. Masjid-e-Aqsa, a great Nabi, and a lot of people were working, mashallah, to make sure that this building completes. But it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Masjid-e-Aqsa, this project, did not complete during the lifetime of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And it was to be completed by his great son, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest king that man has ever known, and a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a man who also was very active and who worked with this makhluk, what we know as jinns, inshallah ta'ala, in the next session, if Allah wills, we will complete this second reconstruction to Masjid Aqsa. Allah alaykum tawfiq de. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.